In the following summary, the authors describe an abbreviated periodontal exam that could be very useful for orthodontists who treat adult patients. What periodontal factors do you evaluate when you're examining an adult orthodontic patient? I'm certain that most of us take specific radiographs, including vertical bite wings of the posterior teeth, so we can assess whether or not there's been any bone loss. But we know that certain types of osseous defects, such as interproximal craters and often two- and three-walled osseous defects, could be undetectable on a radiograph. How then do you discover these problems in a preorthodontic adult patient? Of course, a thorough periodontal examination would be appropriate, and that would include probing the sulcular depths of all the teeth, doing a gingival index, a plaque index, evaluating clinical attachment loss, and of course, examining for gingival recession. But as orthodontists, do we really have time to do all of that for every adult patient? What I mean is it necessary to evaluate every tooth in the mouth when you're assessing the periodontal health of an adult patient? A study published in the September 2002 issue of the Journal of Periodontology suggests that an abbreviated exam could be just as reliable and could be useful for orthodontists. The title of the article is The Applicability of Half-Mouth Examination of Periodontal Disease Assessment in Untreated Adult Populations. This study is co-authored by Sherry Dowsett and two other research colleagues from Indiana University School of Dentistry. The purpose of their paper was to determine if assessing half the teeth in a patient's mouth could be as reliable as a full mouth periodontal exam in uncovering periodontal problems. Two untreated populations of patients were evaluated, and these were large samples. In these individuals, the entire mouth was evaluated to determine plaque index, gingival index, probing depth, and clinical attachment level. Then the authors tested whether or not using diagonal quadrants within each mouth would yield the same data relative to the overall periodontal health. When the authors compared the results, they found that the half-mouth evaluation using diagonal quadrants was very effective compared to the full-mouth examination. Now, the accuracy was not as good for patients who had severe periodontal disease, but it was acceptable for patients with little or moderate periodontal disease. This reliability applied to gingival index, plaque index, probing depth, and also clinical attachment loss. So what does this mean to us as orthodontists? Well, based upon this study, if you want to conserve time when evaluating an adult patient who doesn't have severe periodontal breakdown, you could evaluate the maxillary right and mandibular left quadrants, and based upon that information, could have a reliable overview of the periodontal health of any given patient. If you'd like to review this study, you can find it in the September 2002 issue of the Journal of Periodontology.